from now, first pitch at 7:05. And it is National Clean Energy Week, which is kind of a cool thing. And, you know, Missouri Governor Mike Parson, of course, testing positive for COVID-19, and we just gave an update on that. He is doing well. Teresa Parson doing well. But I mentioned the governor because he actually proclaimed this week National Clean Energy Week in Missouri. Here to tell us all about it, Heather Reams, who's the Executive Director of Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, and she is also the chair of National Clean Energy Week. Heather's holding on the KRMS Newsline. Heather, welcome to the Ozarks Today. Pleasure to have you.
Great to be with you.
I understand 29 governors, including our own Governor Mike Parson, have proclaimed this week National Clean Energy Week.
That's right. Governor Parson did proclaim it National Clean Energy Week in the state of Missouri, and we have other governors like all across the country who are recognizing the value of clean energy this week.
Now, when did this initiative begin?
Well, clean energy, of course, has been around a long time, but this initiative for recognizing it is in its fourth year. Recognizing the value of clean energy. And as we know, there's a recognition week or day for everything, but there wasn't one for clean energy, so we created it. And governors agree that clean energy brings great jobs to states. It is a great tax base. So I think it's easy for governors to hop on and say, yes, we're going to recognize the value.
Can you give any examples of the job opportunities in clean energy for, you know, listeners here in the Lake Area that might not be aware?
Well, clean energy is growing, outpacing the economy growth for jobs. Right now in Missouri, we have over 60,000 clean energy jobs and growing. In some areas of the country, it's, you know, solar and wind jobs are growing at 7 to 8 times the rate of other jobs. So we're talking about tremendous job growth. We're also talking about all kinds of different jobs, whether it's more technical or if it's more of the design and technology pieces of it. So there's something for everybody, and it's just getting started. That's what's so exciting about clean energy. It's clean, it's affordable, and it's offering a ton of jobs all across America.
Heather, it seems like in some, you know, depending on who you're watching or what you're listening to, that clean energy and environmental concerns end up politicized. But it looks like the American public overwhelmingly supports clean energy. I don't think that should be a political discussion.
No, in fact, clean energy is enjoys overwhelming support, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side. I think why clean energy is growing may be a challenge for some in talking about the environment. But the idea of having lots of kinds of energy drives prices down. It gives consumers choices, and it keeps energy being reliable. We want the lights to turn on. We flip that switch. So, and then each area of the country is blessed with its own kinds of energy. So if you're in Missouri, you want to make, you know, you have wonderful plains, and in those plains, the wind blows. And for that, you can generate energy for it. Or hydropower, also a growing industry in Missouri as well. The lakes and rivers are providing, as they flow, create energy from hydropower. So, you know, we're not saying that every place has got to have equal kinds of energy, but when you've got it, use it.
Is it accurate to say that clean energy has a more economically friendly future than what we're used to here in the United States and in the industrialized world?
It does. And when we define clean energy as broad, as fairly broad. So we are looking at nuclear power. We're also looking at natural gas, in addition to renewable energy such as the wind and solar, hydro, geothermal. So it is broad in that there's lots of kinds of energy you can have. It's also super economical, and it's lowering the energy prices, but also the emissions in the air. There's a lot to like about clean energy. And it doesn't mean there's one energy is better than the other or one is bad and not. It's just that what's making the most economic sense is what we're looking at.
Heather Reams is the chair of National Clean Energy Week, which is happening right now. Heather, in closing, what would your message be to people in the Lake Area? How can they get more involved? How can they learn more about clean energy?
Well, if you want to leave the Earth a better place than when you left it, you care about protecting the environment, but you also care about jobs and bringing them to your area. So let's have both. Let's take care of the environment. Let's have great jobs. Let's have clean, affordable energy. And if they want to learn more, I invite them to visit nationalcleanenergyweek.org, nationalcleanenergyweek.org.
Heather Reams, Executive Director of Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. And Heather, we appreciate you taking the time. And as we were talking about on the air, we'll jump on this just a little bit earlier next year so we can get a little bit more coverage on this.
I look forward to it.
Stay safe in the nation's capital. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 5:17 here at the KRMS studios, 75 degrees in the lake area. It is spectacular. Coming up after 5:30, going to visit with Karen Strawn, and she's one of my favorite YouTube personalities. You're going to find, you can check her out at Girl Writes What. That's her YouTube channel. Outspoken critic of feminism, strong advocate for men's rights. We're going to talk to her before we wrap things up here on KRMS.
Missouri Life Magazine, the best way for you to find.